Erin, who's our lovely women in the studio with us today?
Well, we have two ladies from Time for Change Foundation, and Time for Change is a longtime friend of the station. We've had had them on many, many times in the show, and they have a big event coming up on April 10th. So, ladies, why don't you introduce yourselves and tell us about your event?
My name's Toni Lucas, and I am the Communications Director for Time for Change Foundation. And on April 10th, we're going to have an awards luncheon in which we celebrate the successes of the women who are in our program, as well as awarding the community members who have done so much to make this community a great place.
Awesome. And you are?
Hi, my name is Vanessa Perez, and I'm the Civic Engagement Specialist at Time for Change Foundation.
So what does a Civic Engagement Specialist do?
Civic Engagement Specialist ensures that our clients and the community are being engaged in the democratic process as far as voting, as far as going to city council meetings, being involved in City Hall and in their schools with their children and just volunteerism and things of that sort.
Awesome. Awesome. And so are both of you all involved in the planning of your event?
Yes, we both are.
Absolutely.
So is it going to be at the National Orange Show again this year?
It will be at the National Orange Show on April 10th. It's going to be from noon to 2 o'clock. Check-in starts at 11:30, and it's a luncheon.
Who are you all honoring this year?
We're honoring a few community members that have done so great in the community. We have Dan and Melissa Carloni. From Carloni Construction. We have Highland City Council member Penny Lilburn. We have the Safety Employee Benefit Association. We have Michael Gallo, who's another person who's been very active in the community, working with the Workforce Investment Board and things of that
nature.
He's
also a San Bernardino City Unified School Board member.
He is. I think he's acting president right now.
He probably is. Yep. That I don't know, so I'll trust you on that one.
And we also have Brenda Dowdy and Vicki Lee, and they work with the school district as well. They work with the homeless youth that are in school, and so they create stability for the youth who are homeless, which ties in with the mission of our organization. And we also are honoring the assistant sheriff, Ron Cochran, this year.
That's a lot of honorees.
Yes, because there's so many people that are doing so much in the community, and we do a lot in the community, but we know that we're not on an island by ourselves, and so we want to award and honor people who are helping us out and making San Bernardino a great place.
So for our listeners who are not familiar with Time for Change Foundation, what do you all do?
Well, Time for Change Foundation, we provide transitional housing and supportive services and reentry services to homeless women and children and women coming home from prison. So with that, it's coupled with intensive case management. We provide job readiness skills, leadership development. We have our emergency, our transitional, and our permanent housing programs in which the women come in and we help transition them into self-sufficiency.
That's great. How many women do you have in your program right now?
Currently, we have our transitional housing program, so there's 12 women that are involved in the program. We also have our Phoenix Square permanent housing apartment complex located in downtown San Bernardino, in which there's 7 units there. So 7 homeless families, well, not homeless anymore, but families.
Formerly homeless families.
Formerly homeless families now have their own permanent housing in the Phoenix Square. But we also have our Homes of Hope program, which allows us to have 10 scattered sites in the city of San Bernardino. So that's another 10 families. So altogether in our programs, it's a little over 20.
And then 25. We also have our Positive Futures program, yes. And that works with women who are coming home from prison and making sure that they have stable environments to live in and succeed and get on that path to self-sufficiency. So we have over 70 people in that program as well.
That's amazing. That's truly amazing, Erin, because I remember when we first started interviewing the folks at fine folks at Time for Change, you know, and just some of the positive things that they're doing out in the community is truly amazing, Erin, and one of the amazing organizations that we have out here.
I absolutely agree. So what are some of the major initiatives that are coming for you all? I know that there's always something new at Time for Change. I know you have Phoenix Square. I know that you have your website. Was it Take Action California?
Yes.
So tell us about some of the other things that you all are doing in the community. And I think Kim is still the president of All of Us or involved with All of Us or None. Is that the case as well?
Yes, we still have our ties with All of Us Are None. Actually, Take Action California is our e-advocacy website. Mm-hmm. So people in the community can actually log on to takeactionca.org, and they can become members. We do have community members, but we also have 15 agency members throughout the state of California, in which we just – the goal of that is to pretty much advance our shared agenda in the realm of social justice and equality and women's rights. So what we do on there, we provide fact sheets. We do action alerts. So if there's a certain bill or issue that's currently in California legislation, you can go online and you can write a letter to your senator or your representative, and you can take action. We can do call alerts. We have a community news section where we post articles and blogs from different issue areas that are going on in the state of California. And so it's really just like a hub for social justice electronically. So it's like up in the sky in the cloud, you know. A lot of times we don't have time to go up to Sacramento or go to our city council or go to these meetings, but it's all right there in the palm of your hand. All you have to do is just go online, click, and the letters are already set up for you. If you want, it's a call alert, then all you got to do is call the number and it has your representative there based on where you live. And so it really makes it easier in this new tech world, and just with people always on the go, it's technology right here in the palm of your hands and action right there in the palm of your hands.
Now, you have a brand new team member over at Time for Change who is very, very well known in the community. Why don't you tell us about her?
Her name is Tracy Lynn Sherritt, and she just came on board a couple of weeks ago as our Director of Development. She has a great background of being out in the community and raising funds for Second Harvest organization, and we brought her on board because we are advancing and trying to expand our reach at Time for Change Foundation. Like we've said before, we do work a lot with homeless women and children, and we want to widen that reach because it's such a vast number of people who need our help. And so Tracy Lynn has come on board to help us raise more funds so that we are able to help these women and children transition from homelessness to self-sufficiency.
That's awesome. Tracy Lynn is a great friend of mine, great friend of Aaron, and she's just an amazing person. And ladies, going back to the event that's happening, yes. What else is going on during this event? It's going to be music there. We know it's going to be food and everything. But what else are some of the things that are going on during this event?
Well, during the event, we are going to have a live jazz saxophonist that's going to be there. There's going to be food there at the luncheon. And we also are premiering our new agency video, in which we have representatives from throughout the community, elected officials, and our clients telling their stories about success. So they'll be able to tell the whole community how your help has helped them success and propel into self-sufficiency and become tax-paying citizens of the County of San Bernardino. So it's going to be really fun. We're going to have some of the clients there give testimonials. You'll be able to see some of the children that all of your support helps out. It's going to be a good time.
So tell us how to get tickets and where to get more information.
For more information, go to our website. That's www.timeforchangefoundation.org. It's Time for Change Foundation, all spelled out, .org. Or you can call our office at 909-886-2994. Again, that's 909-886-2994. You can purchase some seats. You can even just get an ad in our program book. You can do sponsorships. We'll take what we can get, and we're always taking donations.
That's amazing. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us here on the KCAA Morning Show. Now, is there anything else you guys like to talk about, you know, before we wrap this up?
Just go to our website. That's timeforchangefoundation.org.
Awesome. Okay, ladies, do you both like the 80s? Because it's been a whole week.
I'm an 80s baby. I was actually born in the 80s, but I grew up listening to 80s freestyle.
Well, I'm not really an 80s baby, but I grew up in the 80s.
see, that's what I'm talking about. See, Aaron, she grew up off of 80s freestyle. So,
yeah.
so you know about Rakim, right?
Absolutely.
You know what?
I do.
I'm not familiar with names, but if you play the song, I might know the words.
Sounds good. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
Please
for
tell
having
everyone
me.
Over
thank
there
you so much.
How much we appreciate them, and also the community appreciates all that you're doing over there, ladies. And you're always welcome back on the show, all right?
Thanks
so
you.
Much.
All right. This is the KCAA Morning Show. Paul Lane, Aaron Brinker, and Joe